Paul, I guess first of all, the third period, where did you see things start to go in their favor, or was it just the third period?
Yeah, their fourth line scored two big goals for them off a control breakout and a scrum to the net.
Didn't feel like you sat back at all. It was just a matter of their
We were on our heels a bit, didn't complete a lot of plays.
Did you think of challenging the third goal at all? Like, Connor thought there might have been interference on it.
Yeah, would have needed a timeout to do that. But I wouldn't have.
Do you have an update on about Kopp? Did he go on the, was it concussion protocol related?
Or? It would go through the protocol. We have no update.
Paul, so many power plays. Is it tough for both teams to get into any kind of rhythm when it's just not a lot of five-on-five play?
Yeah, it's a challenge for both teams. Both teams' penalty kill was good. We went 1-for-4. They went over 6. So we won that part of the game.
With their kill, 2-2 game, obviously they tie it, but you guys do get that power play. They kill it. Is that a case where a team builds momentum off a big kill late in a game like that?
They got the kill, and we had 5 guys on the ice. They had 5 guys on the ice when they scored that goal. I mean, like I said, we score there. It changes the game. We're at 50% on the line, and we expect our power play to run that hot. It was 25%. It did what it needed to do.
What went into their timing for the timeout? Just wanted to have your first unit fully rested? Or?
We had a split group on the ice, so we had neither unit fully rested.
On the first goal, was there a bit of a communication issue on the switch?
There was no necessary switch. There didn't need to be a switch.
Could it seem like Fair kind of prevented Morrow from getting across?
Yeah, Morrow didn't need to get across.